We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Many cities across Michigan are cutting back, and police and fire departments are often on the chopping block. But in some cases, citizens are taking safety matters into their own hands. Some neighborhoods in Detroit have set up neighborhood watches, and they're pretty involved. The goal, obviously, is to fight crime and increase safety. Coach Muhammad is president of the Community Patrol of the Grandmont neighborhood in northwest Detroit, and he's on the line to talk about it. Tell me about your Community Patrol. What do you do when you're on patrol?
Well, the mission of the community patrols is to act as observers. In 1967, there was a union between the police departments, DPD, and the communities, and 26 patrols were established sometime shortly after.
And these are citizen patrols?
Yes, they are citizens patrols, and their number one goal is to be there in the neighborhood to observe only, to report their observations to help monitor any crimes that may be prevented. In other words, it's a crime prevention process by observation.
How do you really know if someone is in the neighborhood that shouldn't be there?
We live here every day. We see the traffic that goes and comes. And in my particular case, I cover 42 blocks, which is almost a half a mile area. So I depend heavily on the 1,200 residential homes to report any activities, and after watching for 12 years, you have a pretty good idea, pretty good judgment about what is or is not about to develop.
How has your neighborhood changed over the past 12 years?
Good question. Let's talk the numbers. Mathematics is factual. In a half a mile radius around Grandmont residence, we've had approximately 300 and some incidents last year that were reported. A one-mile radius around Grandmont was 1,700 to 1,800 incidents. So we're talking a considerably safer zone in Grandmont, and the statistics verify that that is the case. I tell you, when I first started as a patrolman, folks were sort of afraid to pull their blinds back and take a look. Now they're coming out on the street. Their training has been enhanced by safety meetings in the community, and we have a better idea, and people are more courageous about addressing strangers in the neighborhood as opposed to hiding from strangers.
Are you ever worried about your own safety?
Yes, ma'am, that is a worry, but I tell you, I was in my bed 3 years ago and ended up a victim of a home invasion, standing in my driveway with a gun in my back, so it became apparent to me that we're not safe sitting at home watching from outside, outside the window. You may be a victim. They may break in your home. So it's important that you understand that no matter what you do or where you hide, they will come and find you and they will commit crimes unless you prevent the crime.
Do you feel a responsibility to protect the neighborhood?
If we don't, no one else will.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you. And I would like to encourage any individual who would like to join a mobile patrol to contact DPD Community Relations. Thank you.